are occasions when goalkeepers must command their area entirely. Really shout and tell their players who's behind them, what they're to do. So Jimmy Greaves, having taken the free kick from the left of the box, now takes the corner from the right of the box. On the goal line is Mike England, who could cause a little bit of trouble. There's England. And he scored! Mike England's got it! Curled off the top of his head. Well, what a turn up for the book. Mike England's first goal of the season.
Welcome to a brand new Hotspurs podcast. It is Wednesday, the 23rd of April, 2014. I'm Steve, and we've got Colin with us. How are you doing, Cole?
Yeah, doing good, Matt. Doing good.
Straight into it then. Fulham at home. Thoughts?
Yeah, well, good win. You know, we said on the last show, like, you know, let's go out and get us another victory and sort of keep it going. I keep thinking about, do I want to finish in this Europa League? And that sort of keeps distracting me from the win. But look, at the end of the day, we're Spurs fans. We want to see our team win. And look, you know, for what I've seen of it, I didn't see the game live. I watched just sort of the highlights. And, you know, Fulham, I think, started very well, looked quite dangerous. But, you know, I think once we got into our gear and we started to play a bit of football, it was quite a comfortable win in the end. Great save from Lloris, which usually that would have been scored. It would have been, you know, squeaky bum time for the last 10 minutes. But, you know, good win and good performance. And Harry Kane scored again.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same old terrible first half. Giving the ball away. Two fullbacks are just useless. Whether they've lost confidence or they just can't be bothered anymore, I'm not sure. And then, you know, he stepped up in the second half. You know, he probably did the rollicking again. So they came out all guns blazing. But then we got 3-1 up and, you know, we just took our foot off the pedal. But I honestly think that, you know, the thing is about Spurs is that we're probably all fresh. All our players are fresh now. Whereas all the other clubs that we're playing get to that 60, 65 minutes and they're absolutely knackered. All our players are fresh because they've been injured all season. So that's probably why we could press on. And, you know, it was relatively comfortable in the end. But I'll tell you what, you know, you're sitting there and There was one point, it was about 20 minutes to go, and the players were literally, it's like a training game in the middle of August, you know, with nothing to play for. They're just walking around with the ball and just passing it off. And I was like, well, should we all go home then? You know, but you're not going to bother playing anymore.
Yeah.
Or you're going to actually press on and get a few more goals and, you know, entertain us, and, you know, so... It's a bit lousy, I would say, is the word at the moment. You know, you come away, you're like, yeah, good win, but we're so many points behind, you know, these teams that we're chasing. And, you know, you've seen again the first half, which was, you know, pretty lacklustre, you know, not much going on. And it's just so incoherent as a team at the moment. You've got a bench of superstars, but then again, a bench of superstars are all, you know, not playing well, and then you've got our favourite Sandro not even in the side. You know, I don't know what's happened there. You know, we can only speculate. Well, what do you reckon?
You know, it was obviously, you know, Sandro had tweeted out, you know, that he wasn't injured, and Tim Sherwood obviously came out and said, look, at the minute he doesn't feel he's good enough to be in his team.
Right.
And I know that, you know, Twitter and things went crazy about Sherwood doing that, but in a way, I actually sort of agree with them. But I think the problem is that any other top manager probably wouldn't have come out and said that.
Yeah.
And I think that's where Sherwood needs to sort of control himself and you know, rein that sort of talk in. But, you know, I do agree with him. Like, we love Sandro. Anybody that listens to the show know that we think Sandro is one of our best players. But, you know, of late, he hasn't been good. And really, since the injury, Steve, he hasn't performed.
No.
He hasn't performed anywhere near what he's been like. So, you know, Sherwood's probably telling the truth. Just don't think that's the way to do it. But, again, that could be a sign the guy knows he's going. So, look, he's going to have a dig at a few of these guys. And we're just going to have to live with it. And to be honest with you, I'm surprised he's still there. I really am. You know, I just don't see the point in it. anymore if he's going to go. Look, you look at Man United, you know, we'll chat about that as well maybe tonight. You know, David Moyes, which to me, it was a big shock that United actually done it with three games to go. I thought they would have went to the end of the season and changed it. But I think one thing that you said a lot of weeks ago about Mr. Van Gaal is going to come back to bite us, and you were proved 100% right, Steve, not to be shouting about this guy.
Not to change your Twitter picture to a picture of Van Gaal.
Did you see the picture of the two guys that were at White Hart Lane on Saturday? Van Gaal on the back of their shirts?
Yeah, I think that was a couple of weeks ago.
Was it?
So,
unbelievable.
Yeah. But, you know, you don't know what's going to happen there. When you're realistic about these things, if Van Gaal has got the opportunity to go and manage Man United, that's what you do, don't you? That's what you, particularly if you've got no Spurs ties, that's what he'll choose if given the opportunity. But you know what? I think they'll have a few other opportunities, because I think that a few people will be available. You know, we're going to see, I tell you what we'll see about 10 managers in the World Cup, at least 10, who impress. You know what I mean? See them on the... Did you see that Simeone last night against Chelsea?
Yeah.
I mean, the passion that he was showing. And some Spurs fans are thinking that we should go for him. I mean, my goodness, I can't see that happening somehow.
Just can't see it happening.
Yeah, we're in a situation where we've got a good shout for finishing sixth, that's about where we are, isn't it? Really, with everything factored in.
Yeah, exactly. And to be honest with you, for the season that we've had, I think actually sixth place flatters us.
Yeah.
It really does, you know, because some of the football has been awful, some of the results haven't been great, but it's just hard to believe. And we're probably being quite fortunate that United have been so poor, and a few other teams haven't really went on this year either. That's why we're where we are. But you're right, that's where we deserve probably to finish, and I can't see United catch it. I honestly think we'll go on a run here, possibly win maybe all of the last games.
Well, we've got to beat West Ham, haven't we? I mean, we cannot go into the summer.
We're
bumping into West Ham fans, and even though they'll still, you know, have the bragging rights of two wins and knocked us out of the cup, at least we can save a bit of face with that one. Obviously, we've got Stoke coming up at the weekend. A lot of Spurs fans don't like Stoke. I do. Reason being that Arsenal can't stand them, and so therefore, by default, I quite like them. But Charlie Adam, of course, we don't like, because he intentionally goes around kicking our players. The evidence is all there. So hopefully we'll get a win. Let's fast forward. What are your thoughts on Stoke?
Stoke, yeah, look, it's going to be a tough game. They're actually in really good form at the minute. You know, they've been on a good run, and look, it's never an easy place to go. Definitely isn't. So it really is going to be a tight game, but it'll show maybe what characters there or what fight people have. You know, because obviously quite a few of our boys are going to be thinking about going to the World Cup now. I know they're going to want to go to Stoke and really get stuck in. So I think it's going to be a difficult one. But as you said, the game I'm looking at is West Ham.
Mm.
That's our one big game that we've got left. And those players have to go to West Ham. It's such a big game for the supporters after what West Ham have done this year to us. And that is the one that we have to win. And it's probably actually the only one that I'm quite excited about. Because the rest, as you said about Saturday's game there, it just felt like a friendly. I couldn't believe there was so many empty seats. I've never seen as many empty seats around White Hart Lane as well, Steve.
Yeah.
Did you notice that?
It wasn't too bad. Are you going to Aston Villa?
Yes. Yep. I was going to say about that tonight. I'm coming over for Aston Villa with the Spurs poet, with Davey.
Yeah.
And also staying. I'm going to let the King testimonial as well. So I'm coming to London for 3 days. So happy days. And could be a bit of a rough one.
Superb. But I can't go to the Ledby King one, because I do live about an hour and a half, 2 hours away. And you know, I'm so disappointed that they chose that day. I mean, why on earth they didn't put it in the middle of August, you know, as one of our warm-up games. You know, how much more exciting would that be, you know, on a 3 o'clock in the afternoon, to couple of weeks before the start of the season, with new manager, new players, new kit. You know, you can take your kids because it's at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on a Saturday. You know, your t-shirt and shorts, go and watch and appreciate Ledley King. Unfortunately, I now can't go. One of my heroes in life, you know, and I wanted to take my little boy and stuff, and maybe my girls as well, go and watch Ledley King, you know, and Ginola and all these other heroes of mine, sharing them, and I can't go because it's on a blooming Monday night. And I'd have gone the day before, you know, family life, just, I can't do that. So I'm really disappointed in that. And I not many people have said, you know, most people have said it's all right, but I think, you know, it would have been so much better if they'd have done it as one of their warm-up games.
Yeah, no, I agree. I was surprised when it was, and it wasn't until we sort of looked, well, you know, for the likes of us that are having to fly to games, you know, we're spending that money to go the whole way to London, and it sort of went, well, for the sake of another overnight stay, it's an opportunity, as you say, for me to be there, you know, and get over and see some of these players. So
yeah,
that's why we're doing it. But it is crazy, you know, it's costing me a lot of money to go to White Hart Lane twice. But, you know, for us it's a wee bit different because we only get over every now and again, you know, so we quite, you know, it's a bit of a different atmosphere for myself and the likes of Davey, you know, getting there for a couple of quick games. But no, I'm definitely coming over, and say I'll put it out on Facebook and Twitter before we're over, and if anybody wants to meet up with ourselves, you know, that'd be great, because say we're going to be there all day Sunday, but you know, we're going to be in Tottenham all day Monday, so if anybody is going up to the Ledley King, you know, me and Davey will let you know where we are, and you know, certainly love to meet up with any of you.
So I mean, you know, just going back to the Sandro thing, which kind of swapping between subjects here, but just going back to the Sandro thing, I mean, yeah, he's not been playing great. He actually played Paulinho in that role, just in front of the back four, and you know, he's one of the least interested people I've ever seen on a football pitch. You know, he's one of these guys, like I say, with 20 minutes to go, he was literally, the ball came to him, standing there, both arms like almost drooping by his side, kicking it. You know, like kicking it away, like, oh, I've got a massive hump. I know, he, the game was kind of won, and it wasn't as if, you know, he needed to up it particularly. But, you know, is he or is he not going through the motions? My goodness. Chadley, you know, again, neat and tidy performance, nothing outstanding. And, you know, again, the fullbacks, Zeki Friars started very, very cagily. I would have gone with Kerekesh again. What does that do for the guy's confidence? You know, he makes a mistake, and actually one of the goals against West Brom was a mistake, wasn't it, because he got pulled back, you know, and dropped, you know, oh, you're dropped, mate, oh, okay, cheers. Cabal again, a bit erratic, but you know, we like Cabal, I suppose. And then up front, Adebayor, again, dropping back, a load of stuff off the ball you didn't see. I pointed out Michael, who came with me, because he sponsored me for the marathon. Brilliant, really nice guy again. You know, we had a good old chin wag. And, you know, I said, just watch Adebayor, and he was like, oh, yeah, you know, the off the ball running and, you know, coming back, dropping deep is fantastic from that guy. Harry Kane, you know, he's not my favourite, but he got his goal, so that was good. But again, I don't think he should have been on the pitch. I think Soldado should be on there, you know, trying to prove himself.
I thought about Soldado as well, and that, you know, if this guy's going to stay, you know, surely he has to play now. Maybe he just wasn't fit enough there. And to be fair to Harry Kane, he scored in the last two games for us. He scored again. So, you know, the young lad deserves his chance. And maybe as well, there's a good argument. Maybe the two of them maybe need to play in the next few games and just give them football time on the pitch, and we can look at it. But look, I think this is the strange thing for us all. We're all in pre-season mode nearly already. We sort of just want the season over. You know, the World Cup's going to come along. Then we're going to have to wait and see, is there going to be a new manager? You know, who's doing this? Who we're going to sign? Who's going? So I think you know, we're all just sort of eager to get to that stage and you know, just put this season behind us. It's so hard to believe what a downbeat season we've had, Steve. It really is.
Yeah,
you know, after being up for so many years, but.
It all started at the Man City one, really, wouldn't it? Because as me and Michael we chatted about, our strongest side that we've played this season, when we nearly had everybody fit, was actually the Man City away. You know, that's the only one where we virtually had everybody fit, funnily enough. And then everybody just got injured, and that was it for the season. But then you got just a couple more players there. Lennon, he played his usual good game. You know, attacking the fullback, getting the crosses in, played really well. So we got a couple of rotten games from him coming up. Eriksen, you know, I had a bit of a go at him halfway through the first half because he tried a through ball and it didn't come off. And, he, you know, literally gave the ball away. And then he did exactly the same thing about 30 seconds later. And I just said, you know, why do footballers do this? You know, they give the ball away. The next thing you need to do when you get the ball is to find a white shirt. But saying that, I quite like it when players do try different things. You know, when Townsend has a shot and it goes wide, I want to see him have another one 5 minutes later. So, you know, the fact that Eriksen is trying these little things, I'm gonna take back what I said to him. You know, said to Michael who was sitting next to me, I sort of said, why is he doing this? You know, he's so overrated, blah, blah. But then, he, you know, the more he tried these little special little things, these little tricks, these, you know, actually trying to do something, trying these through balls, you know, it comes off for him. So, you know, good stuff. And, you know, like I've said, you know, I'm not going to all do bells and whistles on Eriksen yet, but I can see, you know, a year or two, if he stays at Spurs, that is, you know, we're going to be absolutely raving about him. Cause he's so young, isn't he? And, you know, he's got getting all this experience. And, yeah, the potential is absolutely fantastic for him. Thoughts on Eriksen?
Yeah, you know, another, you know, good performance. And as you say, he's trying things. So, obviously, he's trying to entertain, you know, and that's what we want, you know. And I thought he was great. But, you know, did you see his interview after with Harry Kane?
No.
Where they asked about Sherwood and Harry Kane obviously gave a spiel about, you know, everybody enjoys playing for him and blah, blah, blah. And Eriksen sort of standing beside him actually laughing.
Was he?
And the reporter said, what do you feel about your manager? And he just went, the same as him. That's all he said. And then you can see him looking. Now, obviously someone's in the tunnel looking at the guy, making him laugh. But he's actually standing laughing. So I don't know whether it was something else or was he just sitting going, you know, yeah, whatever, you know. So
yeah.
You need to watch it. If you haven't seen it, I'm sure it's on YouTube or on Twitter somewhere there. But
secrets and lies, isn't it? It's all secrets and lies. Who knows what's going on?
Who knows?
Right. Graham Wookie Lambert said, Tim, Sandro, Eriksen, all of them I don't really give a something about. We are the lifeblood of this club, and no matter what happens, I'll be hoping and dreaming of glory. At the start of every season, I say that this is the one, this is the one, make bets with pals and lose and not pay the bets. Good. Not really a question there. Gemma Stubbles, our favourite, said, where do you think Van Gaal will go? Where do you reckon, Carl? We've covered that kind of already. Where do you think he'll go?
I think, look, if it's between us and United, he's going to go to Man United. You know, it's case closed. I think that's where he's going.
Chris Knights, what's any new potential manager got to be excited about if he comes into Spurs? Taking over an underachieving squad who have not played well in more than two or three games all season. Yeah. You know, he's got a point, but you know, surely managers look at our squad and think, oh, I could do something with that bunch. Kind of like Harry Redknapp did, you know, when he was at Portsmouth and we were doing so poorly with Ramos, you know. I think he was watching Tottenham, you know, because he said he did have an interest in Tottenham and he came in, didn't he, and just went, right, you there, bomb, 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 and we won 2-0 against Bolton, didn't we, that first game? You know, he'd only been there 24 hours. So, you know, are there managers out there thinking, well, I could do something with Eriksen, you know, I could do something with him, I could do something with him. I've always wanted to tell Lennon to run at the defender. I've always wanted to tell Cabal, just defend, you know. Go on.
It's a tough one. I don't know. You know, there has to be big managers out there looking at the Tottenham job. And look, it's a massive job it is for anybody. But I don't know. Look, I put it out there. I know Graham Lambert that you mentioned about put on a thing the other day. And fair play to Graham. Graham's always putting loads of questions on her Facebook page, mate. So thanks for that. But the guy, and I think I said him last week, the guy to me, Steve, that's perfect for it is Benitez.
Yeah.
I know Martin Heiser had a bit of a comment on Facebook the other day or on Twitter as well about it. To me, if we're looking for, you know, someone that wants a challenge to come in to turn a club around, you know, with Premier League experience, almost with that, like, English sort of mentality.
Yeah.
To me, there's only one candidate, and we have to get him. You know, other, I can't see anybody else coming in that's really going to do much different. But I think if Benitez could come in, and he'll certainly try and get the best out of these players. Yeah. What do you think of, what's your feelings on Benitez?
Well, but definitely. I mean, I've always been impressed with him, and I was very impressed with him. I mean, you think Tim's under pressure, and David Moyes and that. I mean, the pressure that he was under at Chelsea when they were absolutely ripping him to shreds, you know, and he was still getting results for them. So, you know, he'd done a you know, good job at Liverpool and what have you. So, you know, yeah, he's great. But, you know, we'll see what happens. Napoli are in the semi-finals, aren't they? Are they going to qualify for the Champions League?
I'm not sure. No, I don't. Yeah. I honestly don't know. I don't think so, but... You know, I think Benitez, you know, the lure of the Premiership again for him would be too hard to turn.
The other thing about Van Gaal, of course, is the fact that he's, you know, this is the end of his career. You know, do we really want a manager who's sort of, oh, you know, I've done this, I've done that, you know, I've won all this, I've won all these great things, and I'm going to go to Holland, my beloved Holland, and try and do the win of the World Cup, and then I'll go somewhere, you know, nice to my last little club just to do a little job. Do we want someone like that, or do we want someone who's had a few years' experience and now wants to move on and, you know, get his career up and going? And you know what I mean?
That's where I think Benitez is still, in management terms, is still a young manager.
And yeah, he still wants to prove himself, doesn't he?
And he still needs to prove himself in the Premier League.
Whereas Van Gaal will come and he'll be, after six games, if we haven't got a result, he'll go, well, as if I give a monkeys.
Well, that's it, and that's where Benitez, you know, that guy, I think we'd love to come back and rub it in a lot of Chelsea fans' noses as well. They treated the guy terribly. Like, I don't get me wrong, I've never been a massive lover of the guy, especially when he's at Liverpool, but the more I think about him and the tactics, I think Steven Gerrard talked about, you know, Brendan Rodgers being one of the top managers, and I watched the thing in Jamie Carragher, but, you know, he gave Benitez a massive shout, you know, and... You could just imagine Rafa Benitez, if it's, say, it's an Aaron Lennon. He's not going to let Aaron Lennon just stand and look at us. He's going to have a job for Aaron Lennon, and he will expect that job done. And if he doesn't do it, he'll get rid of him. He'll get someone else.
Yeah.
And that's where I think you could see Benitez being the absolute man for us. I honestly think he's the absolute ideal candidate. I'm not going to, you know, people are going to go flip, you just keep going on about him. You know, think about it. There's nobody else with his, you know, his credentials and his experience better.
Although, you know, like I say, in the World Cup, there'll be a lot of good managers that, you know, looking quite good. And more names will come up as we go along. There was Michael Laudrup was another one who was mentioned on the Spurs show, and they, you know, a name that's perhaps gone, but he's another one who want to come back and prove himself. I think he actually left Swansea because I think they said to him, you know, shall we extend your contract? And he said, well, actually, I'm looking to go somewhere else. So, but possibly, I don't know. It's all speculation. But, you know, we'll see. Jason McGovern, if we have sold Bale but still have the same number of points, has the money actually been wasted? Note the word wasted. And is it time for Tim to be speaking up Ericsson leaving when he isn't linked with anybody and he himself seems happy where he is? I mean, the money in terms of being wasted, we don't know. I don't know if it's been wasted because what we said was seven players coming in. They need 6 months to a year to adapt. And we'll see we'll see around Christmas this year, won't we? To see if we've wasted that money.
We'll see who's still there as well. Yeah. Some of them, you know.
Yeah. So we'll answer that question on our Christmas special. And linked to the Ericsson thing, Anne Bonner also says, why does Tim keep slagging off our players? Tim Sherwood just keeps on getting it wrong, doesn't he? He thinks he's being honest. He thinks he's, you know, with the Sandro thing as well. He thought, oh, I'm going to be really honest here and just speak my mind, da da da. But you can't do that as a manager because you're gonna be hypocritical. I mean, the number of times that me and you, Cole, and we just shoot from the hip, right? The number of times we must contradict ourselves, you know, even on the same podcast. But we're not employed, you know, by any company to say the right thing. He is. So why does he keep saying these silly old things?
I don't know. If he was clever in any way, you know, obviously future employers are going to be looking at him going, is this the guy we really want in our club?
Yeah.
You know, who's going to shoot his mouth off? You know, but Anne's right in what she says. I don't know why he keeps doing it. And maybe it's just a thing where he's went, you know what, I'm not going to be here. I don't really care. You know, so I'm just going to let all these overpaid prima donnas let them know what I think.
Erin Nordmo says, apart from Ericsson, which players are you looking forward to seeing next season? I mean, we've touched on that, haven't we? You know, I don't really know. You know, we'll see who's here next season. But, you know, all of them. You know, I'd like to see every one of those seven players. I'd like them all to stay. I'd like them all to push on. And I'd love it to turn around to the Arsenal fans next year and say, sorry, you were saying about Lamella being a waste of money? You know, when Ozil's, you know, disappeared up his own backside, you know, whatever. What do you reckon?
Well, there's the one player that we have to see, and I'm still looking forward to seeing him, as Lamella. And I just pray that guy stays, because I know I've harped on about him quite a bit this year. And to me, it's just, yes, he's been injured, but the guy has not played.
Yeah.
You know, so to me, nobody can criticise or have any opinion on the guy until he plays 10 Premier League straight football games.
Absolutely. And Salgado as well. Get him up from... Sorry, mate, go on.
After 10 games... Sorry, if he starts next season, at the start of the season, he plays 10 games in a row, I'll give my honest opinion of. But he needs at least those 10 games.
Absolutely right. And with regards to Soldado, get him up front with Adebayor or whoever we bring in. And, you know, tell him he's got one job, score goals. You know, that is your job. Don't have him as the link, you know, as a link player or up on his own. He can't do it. You know, that's not his role. His role is like a Defoe, is to just score the goals. And he can do that.
Score goals.
Yeah. Graham Wicker-Lambert again.
That's where I think where personnel maybe needs to change. You know, if Soldado is staying, we need the kind of players that Soldado needs around him. And to me, that game that I was at Palace when I watched Aaron Lennon and watched what was going on, Soldado just looked as if, to go, you know, these boys don't know what I'm doing. You know, they don't know where I'm making runs.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, just get in the box and put the ball in there.
Gerard Chapman wants to know if you can purchase a Sherwood gilet from Collins Clothes Shop.
Hey, you can indeed, mate. There's no problem. I can even get your name put on the back. I can get you anything, mate. Anything.
He doesn't wear the gilet anymore. Anne Bonner, is the club organising a trip to USA for fans for the pre-season matches? Anne thinks that we're corporate. She thinks that we're part of the fabric of Tottenham. We're official.
Sure. You are, Steve. You should know those things.
Anthony, we are going to America though, aren't we? Anthony Ferraro, just why is it we have not bonded with Tim Sherwood? His stats are good and Anthony, another great Spurs fan, I've met him, but the performances haven't been, have they? I keep thinking I should like him, but I just don't. I just gut instinct, not really warm to him, and it's nothing to do with his supposed Arsenal connections. Your thoughts? I've always said, you know, nothing against the guy personally, and while we still had a chance, I said, let's get behind him and support him. As soon as we lost that game, what was it, the Arsenal game, you know, that was it, wasn't it? You know, season over, we're not going to catch them, you know, that's it. You know, now we can, you know, say whatever we want, because what's the point? But before that, get behind him, blah, blah, blah. And I do feel sorry for him a little bit, because he didn't have the backing from the start. You know, we never sung his name. We never, you know, the Twitter and all the social media was, you know, 90% negative. And, you know, what chance have you got? But then he heaps it on himself by saying soppy things and not picking our best players. And Ericsson in the middle.
Anthony sums it up right. You know, actually what he said there is what I think. You know, I actually wanted to like the guy and actually do quite like him, but I don't know why I don't like him either. Do you know what I mean? It's just been a strange thing with him. You know, whenever he got the job, I was sort of, yeah, this could be quite interesting, but I think it's just been his way, it's been his mouth sometimes, but, oh, look, I think it'll be over soon, so we don't need to talk about him anymore.
David Coates, do you gents think that Benny Essa-Okotu, Jake Livermore or Tom Carroll deserve a place in our squad next season?
No. Okotu, definitely not. You know, he's been there. You know, he's not going to do anything. We need to go out and sign a top left back.
Yeah.
Carroll, I don't think he's done. He hasn't set the world alight at QPR. You know, where's he going to fit in? And Livermore and Huddlestone have had good season with Hull. But look, if we've got ambitions to be trying to get back up into that top four and fighting for things, they're not the kind of players we need.
Yeah, I'd bring Benny back. I'd definitely buy a left back, but I might bring Benny back if he's willing to, you know, be a number two. You know, he might do. I don't know. Jake Livermore, I think, should come back into the squad. At least have a look at him. Tom Carroll, I don't think he's done very much, has he, at QPR?
No.
So still not ready. One behind the ear. That's a nice one. Why do you keep making the same mistake? Why do we keep making the same mistakes on the field? And why, no matter who's manager, do we fail to correct them? You know, that's the thing with Tottenham. I've been going, 30 years or whatever. And, you know, it seems whatever manager we have, we just cannot. First of all, I can't remember a season where we was injury-free. Maybe the Redknapp season. Do you know, I was thinking about this. Redknapp said, Ledley King came to him after the Portsmouth game. Do you know when we had Arsenal and then we had Chelsea?
Yeah, Chelsea.
And he said to him, apparently Ledley King said, well, I won't be ready for the Arsenal this Wednesday, but I will be all right for Saturday for Chelsea. And Harry Redknapp said, well, listen, Ledley, we might not be in it, you know. It might be over by then. So you're going to have to play against Arsenal because it might, you know, that game might not be... And he got himself fit and he played. So it's amazing, isn't it? So even our hero, Ledley King, can think, no, I better miss this one and that one. And you watch these, you know, Liverpool, again, have had played the same side for the last, 20 games or whatever? And, you know, I'm sure they've had niggles. I'm sure they've had stiff legs. I'm sure they've had little injuries here and there. But they all want to play. You know, and it is this Liverpool have been very lucky with that. But also players want to play with them. And now they've got Chelsea coming up. And Chelsea are not going to play a full-strength side. Yeah. Lucky old Liverpool, eh? Sorry, we won't talk about Liverpool, but back to Spurs. Go on, mate.
Yeah, it's all written for them. It's all written for them.
Yeah.
But,
same mistakes, you know,
Sorry?
Same things always happen to Tottenham, constantly.
Yeah, it does. And funny, I used to think that way as well all the time. And, you know, even if we got Alex Ferguson as the manager, I think things still wouldn't go our way. But, look, you know, I don't know why it happens. It's, people see this word being used, Spursy, at the moment.
Yeah.
You know, on Twitter a lot. So I think it's just a Spursy thing, so...
Keith Forster.
Spurs fans would be bored if we were winning everything.
Yeah, Keith Forster. Do you think Levy is essentially a trader, viewing players like commodities, hence purchases like Holtby? Easy to make profit. This explains why we have five players for the number 10 position and lack of balanced squad. It also how Joe Lewis makes his millions. I mean, or billions. I must say, I mean, I think a lot of players do have this number 10. I just think... I mean, Graham Souness said it some years ago. He said he went to Galatasaray and every player he asked, where do you play, where do you play? They all said, oh, just behind the striker. I think it's just this role that so many players want to play. You know, they don't want the responsibility of chasing back. They don't want the responsibility of scoring the goals. They don't want to be stuck out on the wing, so they play just behind the striker. I just think it's like these players, that's what they want to play. What do you reckon?
Yeah, no, I think so. I think everybody wants to be in there, but you know, I think it has been a problem, you know, but, you know, this is another thing which people need to realise. It is a business these days, and, you know, we've got a small stadium, you know, yeah. and we're still spending a lot of money, but, you know, when we buy players, they're always going to be looking to see, you know, what is the sell-on value if they become massive, and until we get maybe the new ground and, you know, we can start to compete on that level of income, then things can possibly change, but, you know, it's just the way things are. It just is. Modern day football.
Yeah, I mean, I don't necessarily think he buys players so thinking, you know, I can sell them on. It's just the way it pans out. And, you know, I'm sure he didn't buy Bale and think, this is what be all right, because in 5 or 6 years I'll sell him for 80 million. You know, that would be real forethought to think that.
Yeah.
And just on Holtby, though, I mentioned him last week and we didn't really go into it. You know, he's looking good for Fulham, you know, but, you know, he didn't look that great for Tottenham, and I can see why he went out. By the way, he didn't exactly dig his heels in, did he, to stay at Tottenham? You know, he's got all this enthusiasm, oh, I love Tottenham, and he shows it on his YouTube clips or whatever. You know, he didn't exactly say, no, I don't want to go to Fulham, I want to stay at Tottenham and fight for my place. Just a little side note there. Thoughts on Holtby?
Yeah, look, we always liked him. When he first came, do you remember that game against West Brom?
Yeah.
And he was outstanding, and we just thought, this is the player that we've needed and we've wanted, but he just hasn't sort of went on. But then again, that's been lack of maybe playing time. Yeah. I don't blame the guy for going to Fulham. I think, you know, he wants to play, he needs to play. So,
yeah.
But I just can't see what he's really going to bring us, you know, in the future. So I think that could be a guy that we might not see again either.
I mean, he's another young guy, so we'll see how he gets on. Moyes for manager?
No.
Tom Parker. Don't forget that if we, this time last year, if we was having a conversation, we'd say, right, Fergie's leaving at the end of the year. I'd say to you, I mean, this is what everybody said, whoever the manager comes in, he has got one hell of a job on his hands.
Yeah.
You know? And we'd have said, well, if he can keep Van Persie fit, then, you know, he's got a chance. But he hasn't. You know, Van Persie's been injured. And a lot of, they have had a lot of injuries. You know, obviously Rio Ferdinand never plays, and Vidic has been injured and stuff. And, you know, but everybody said, all pundits, everybody said, whoever replaces Fergie is going to struggle. You know, if I was David Moyes, I'd have been a bit more savvy, and I'd have thought, right, I'll stay at Everton. Whoever takes over at Man United is a poison chalice, and they'll be out within a year, and then I'll take over and I'll pick it all up, and I'll be the hero. Because whoever took over from Fergie, it was like the impossible job. So I'm not surprised. And, you know, he was a decent manager at Everton. You know, he comes across decent, doesn't he? I mean,
he's one of the names that we talked about whenever Redknapp was gone.
Yeah.
You know, and I put it like this, again, if we jump back, and I know I just said no a few minutes ago.
Yeah.
You know, if we jump back the last year and we were told AVB was gone and David Moyes was getting a job, we'd have all been probably, yeah, look at the job he's done at Everton.
Yeah.
You know, let's get this guy in. Excellent, you know, British manager, you know, a bit of fight, a bit of steel about him. But as you say, he's went to United. Unfortunately for him, it's just sort of put him in a bad light. But here,
yeah. I mean, all these know-it-alls going on about...
Worse. Could be worse.
All these know-it-alls going on about Fellaini. Well, sorry, Fellaini was brilliant.
At Everton, yeah.
Wasn't he? He was fantastic, and he's gone to...
We talked about him.
He's gone to Man United. Yeah, well, do you remember the shopping list? The Arsenal shopping list? I think it was Rooney, someone else, and Fellaini.
Yeah.
And they were all, you know, photoshopping Arsenal shirts onto Fellaini. So, you know, all these know-it-alls, oh, what a terrible buy Fellaini was. Well, you didn't know that a year ago. He was brilliant a year ago. So, you know, in hindsight and everything, people have short memories, even I do, and people point that out to me, that's fine. Sam Fisher, Levy thinking, Sean Dyche for manager as long as he brings Danny Ings with him. Just putting it out there. You know, someone else who's along my thinking, someone like a Tony Pulis or someone who's, you know, got a bit of a fight about and will come into Spurs and just go, listen, you know, I've watched Spurs for the last 20, 30 years, and what they haven't got is this, this and this. And I can bring that to Spurs. Yes, I'll keep the flair. Yes, I'll, you know, get players bombing on. But also, you need this, this and this. You know?
Yeah, but it's not going to happen.
No, no.
You know, we wake up tomorrow morning and we're told Sean Dyche or Tony Pulis is our manager.
Neil Warnock.
There will be murder in Tottenham. They'll talk about the Tottenham rats.
Neil Warnock was on Goals on Sunday a couple of years ago, before Harry Redknapp actually, and he just said, well, I've always thought Tottenham needs some defenders. And I was like, exactly, that's all he said. And I was like, you're absolutely right. And it was so simple. He said, they always attack, they're great to watch, but they've never had any defenders. And you're like, yep, someone who can defend would be handy. Anyway, like, get behind the Spurs, that's a good one. Expectations, hope for next season, realistically, what's the most we can expect? Can we come back to that in another show?
Okay.
Because that's a long one, isn't it? But great question.
Yeah.
And why Banerjee? Here is a random one. If we can't get Van Gaal, how about ex-Bayern coach Jupp Heynckes? Have I said that right? Coaxed out of retirement.
I honestly don't know the name, so I couldn't comment on it.
Someone that Spurs has... he left Bayern Munich and now we're supposed to try and get him out of retirement. So come to Tottenham. It's great at Tottenham. We're fully behind you. Give you a 4-year contract and we'll look after you.
One more time tonight. We're going to get this going on Twitter, Steve. You get it going on the Hotspurs one. I get it going on mine. Get Benitez, okay? And we'll see. Let's put it out there, okay? We'll start it off. I'll get it going on Twitter tonight. I'm going to put it out there and let's see the reaction we get to Rafa Benitez.
Yeah.
Because to me, he's the man. He's the name. So I want from now on, Steve, when you put something on Twitter, at Benitez is what I want you to put, and I'll do it as well.
Do you want us to get the manager straight away?
Yeah, yeah.
But what about if in the World Cup there's a couple of real good characters, you know?
Steve, I don't think we need... Say for talk's sake, let's go for Italy. If Italy go and win the World Cup, I don't know who their manager is at the minute.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden everybody goes, oh, this is the guy. I guarantee you, within 6-7 months, we'll all be slagging him off.
Yeah.
I guarantee you. So I don't care what anybody does in the World Cup, because see the team that they're managing, they're not going to be in the Spurs team. We need an established Premier League manager, and to me it's Benitez, or you know, someone else who has been there and done it, you know, because we're not going to get the top guys, we're not going to get the Klopps and the Van Gaals now, probably because of Man United.
Yeah,
you know, we're not going to get Mourinho, you know, you're not going to get Simeone, who's the big man at the minute, Ancelotti. You know, Benitez is a big name, and to me he's the biggest name out there that I think we can get, a guy who'll want to come and change things. And he will put the work in.
Yeah.
And I honestly think he would be massive for us. I really do.
Yeah.
But sorry, I've probably bored everybody to death with that tonight. But if anybody is listening and they put it out, you know, on Twitter, if they agree or disagree, you know, put it out there. I'll put a wee post on the Facebook page.
Yeah.
And see what reaction we get to it.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see what happens. I mean, anything else you want to...
No, mate, I think that's us. You know, say we've got Stoke here at the weekend. We'll see what happens and... I'm just looking forward to getting over to see Tottenham again. Hopefully, on the last day of the season, we'll beat Aston Villa.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. It looks like Liverpool are going to win the league. Great, because they've had such a hard time the last 20 years. I think they've only won 13 trophies, including the European Cup, and you know, that's not including about 4 other visits to Wembley. So it's poor old Liverpool. Yeah.
Poor old Liverpool.
That's Gerrard, eh? Never lifted a trophy. Oh no, hang on a minute. Didn't he lift the European Cup a couple of seasons ago? Anyway. Alright, mate.
Okay, mate. Well, come on, you Spurs, and say, keep the chins up. The season's nearly over, and we'll soon be there singing Rafa Benitez, Blue and White Army.
Yeah, we'll keep going. And we're going to do some shows over the summer. I'll do some shows. I'm definitely thinking of doing a youth one for the youth. So if you've got kids between the ages of about 9 to 16, you know, we're going to have a special one where I'll give them a ring and we'll have a chat for about 5 minutes. That will come up in the summer. Going to have another chat with Flav, who I spoke to at the pub at the weekend. Really nice bloke. You know, don't listen to this. You know, this hard man image. He's actually soft as you like. Very nice guy. And you know, a few others. Tatrunk wants to come on. I tell you, we're wrapping up the guests. Glenn Hoddle as well.
Yeah, excellent. I reckon the one with the kids, they'll probably talk more sense than us, Steve.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, they'll tell it how it is.
Yeah.
They won't beat about the bush. I'll get my Christopher on. He's 11.
Perfect.
He'll soon tell you.
Perfect. All right, mate.
Okay, mate. All the best.
Cheers. Come on, you Spurs.
Come on. Yeah,